Today we have two scriptures that seem to work off of one another. First, we have the scripture in Corinthians where Paul is talking to people of faith who appear to be distracted and mired down by worldly things and misdirected priorities. While the things of this world are dividing them, Paul encourages them to remember what's really important. Not all the ideas and thoughts on what should be or should not be. Not who should be allowed in church or who should lead this or that. The only thing that matters is making your foundation built on God. Man, could we learn a lot from just that simple message today? How many of the worldly things are bogging us down? Now, I'm not saying that fighting for justice is wrong, but I am saying that we need to be clear on what is important. What in our hearts we believe Jesus would be standing for. Step back and think about that. Would Jesus want people to have the opportunity for health and food and shelter? You bet. But are there things that I put a whole lot of time and energy in that maybe, just maybe, Jesus would look at me and say, "Really, Cheryl? Really? You think that's important? Couldn't you spend time here or here?" I was talking with another minister friend in the last week, and we were talking about all the different groups that keep asking clergy to come down to the Capitol and stand with them. And they're all important. But we get really divided if we try to do them all. So we have to look at where our hearts are being led, and we have to focus ourselves here, because every stone placed on the foundation is different, and not one person places all the stones. Then we have the final portion of the Sermon on the Mount. Perhaps, again, not our favorite part of that sermon. We really, really like the earlier portions. You know, the blesseds. The blesseds are so pretty, and they make us sound really good, even though some of them are pretty hard. But they're poetic and hopeful and forward-looking. But then you get to last week's scripture and this week's scripture, and we would really like to just skip that part, wouldn't we? Much like some of you like to skip parts of my sermon. Maybe doing your grocery list or texting your friends. But this scripture today stops us in our tracks. Wait, Jesus, you want us to do what? You want us to turn the other cheek and let them hit us again? You want us to give our coat and our cloak? I don't even know the difference. You want us to go not 1 mile, but 2? You want us to give to everyone that begs? Have you seen the street corners in Austin? Love your enemy? Even those people who come here and want to harm us? Even those people who mistreat others? People who don't accept people who are different for them? Pray for people who hurt me? You mean pray for? How can I do that? And then you want me to be perfect? Not even possible. And you're right. It's not. It helps us to understand the word here that is used by Jesus. The word that Jesus uses in our scripture today is translated We translate it as perfect, but it is teleos. And that's the same word that Jesus uses in John when he is dying on the cross. And he says, it is completed. It is finished. It can mean perfect, but it can also mean completed or fulfilled or accomplished or finished. Jesus cried on the cross, not that it was perfect, but that he had accomplished what he was sent to do. It was complete. It was finished. When Jesus defeats death through his resurrection, we're given eternal life so that God's plan is complete. Could this ending to this Sermon on the Mount be explained to us that we're part of the completeness of the kingdom of God? Not in our perfection. Thank goodness. Because frankly, that's just not even possible. But we're part of the completeness in our focus, in our realization of what is the very foundation of our lives. God being the center of our faith. And Jesus having defeated death, that being the realization of God's love for us, we are complete. Before we do anything, but we're not perfect. We have work to do. Realizing that it is not our job to go into this world and save the world. That was Jesus' job. Our job is not to save, but to change. Show the world how it truly has been saved. Not through our perfection, but in our completeness. Through the way we live, through the way we love, through the way we work. Not perfectly today, but maybe better today than yesterday, and hopefully even better tomorrow. I admittedly watch a TV show called Nashville. Roy's not a fan, but I love the music and the storyline, so I've been watching it since its beginning. And this new season, one of the main characters, a famous country star named Juliet, who has lived a pretty wild, rough life, began the season being the only survivor of a plane crash. Part of her recovery has been flashbacks and remembering the crash. And recently, she remembered the angel who found her and stayed with her and sang hymns to her while help was on the way. Through her relationship with this woman, she's beginning to have her eyes open to this woman's faith. And Juliet has begun going to church with her and seeing the way she lives her life. Her eyes are beginning to open, and she begins attending this very small African American church with the most amazing gospel choir ever. Juliet decides that she would like her next album to be recorded with this gospel choir and it be gospel music. And so she asked the choir if they would be willing to record this album with her, thinking that they're going to be so excited. And the choir members start asking her question after question after question, and then they start getting upset, and they start accusing her of doing this as a stunt or to get them to use them so that she can get famous. And this white girl amidst this great big gospel group. And for a brief minute, Juliet loses it. And she just lets them have it. And she storms out. You see for a brief moment her spoiled, entitled self. And she leaves. And you see her the next day return back to the choir. She's calmer. And she once again tries to explain how the church music is speaking to her. How she is going to be a part of this group, whether they record or not, because she is changing. I tell you all of this because it so spoke to me of how at times when we're pushed or pulled by the world, and the world draws us in, that we can in a split moment revert back to the ways of the world. We can in a split moment get angry and yell and go back. That's the human way. That's how we're built. But at those moments when we are at our worst, we have to remind ourselves that, thank heaven, salvation is not up to us. Because if it were, we would be in a whole lot of hurt. Our job is to change. And oftentimes that change has to begin here. What's the Michael Jackson song? I'm looking at the man in the mirror. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. That's what we're called to do. Be the change we want to see in the world. The change starts here. And then it moves on. St. Augustine, when serving communion, would invite people to receive who you are and then go become what you have received. Listen to that again. Receive who you are and then go and become what you have received. We receive the body and the blood of Christ just as we are. No questions, no strings, nothing required except coming forward and opening ourselves up to receiving. And when we receive the body and the blood of Christ, then we are to go and become what we received, the body and blood of Christ. We gather here today, each and every Sunday, because we seek to know the identity that God has called us to be. And the best way to do that is to come together and learn and seek and grow in fellowship with one another. And then we go into this world and we help others know how to seek their own identity. So we step back. And we look at the Sermon on the Mount as a whole. And we recognize that the Sermon on the Mount is not only the desire, but also the destination. Not only how we should want to live, but also how we are created to live. We're to spend the rest of our lives showing this world how to honor and respect one another. How to be open and honest with one another. How to give of ourselves. How to love both friend and enemy. How to love without limits. How to forgive without strings. How to stop judging others. How to be the change we want to see in the world. Receive who you are. and go and become what you received. Amen and amen.